Well, it's not sainthood, but it is a lifetime job. It's expected that the Senate will confirm Samuel Alito to the Supreme Court next Tuesday if all goes smoothly. But the Democratic senators from Massachusetts, John Kerry and Ted Kennedy, are threatening a filibuster. And with us now from Capitol Hill is NPR's David Wellner. Hi, David.
Hi, Madeline.
So even though Kennedy and Kerry say they'll try to filibuster this nomination, it seems a lot of Democrats don't think that's a good idea. Why?
Well, there are some Democrats, such as Louisiana's Mary Landrieu, who don't want the Senate to get tied up in knots over an Alito filibuster, especially when a majority of senators have already said they will vote for him. She'd rather see the Senate acting on something like Katrina aid. And there are other Democrats, especially those in the leadership, who are worried that a filibuster might focus attention on Democrats when they want to keep the spotlight on Republican troubles, such as the Abramoff lobbying scandal and questions about carrying out domestic spying without warrants. And then there are Democrats from states that went for President Bush in the last election who are themselves up for re-election this year. And one of them is Kent Conrad from North Dakota, who hasn't yet said how he'll vote on Alito. But Conrad did meet this morning for a second time with Alito. And afterward, he had this to say about a filibuster.
After this discussion, I have decided that I will not participate in a filibuster. I do not think it is warranted in this case. As I said to him, as I look at the facts, I see, first of all, that the American Bar Association has given him their highest rating. They've done it on a unanimous basis.
And Conrad went on to say that Alito was confirmed unanimously for his circuit court post, that polling shows a significant majority of Americans think he ought to be confirmed, that his home state's biggest newspaper, the Fargo Forum, has endorsed him. And he says that when Republicans considered Justices Ginsburg and Breyer, that they voted overwhelmingly for them. And he said, ultimately, elections have consequences. President Bush made it clear that he would appoint conservatives to the court, and he won the election. So he said the Senate has the responsibility to advise and consent.
But, you know, a lot of people are saying, and some senators are saying, well, if not now, when? If there's any time to use a filibuster, now's the time.
Right. And I think that there's also a lot of outside pressure on these senators who are saying that they didn't make such a good showing in the confirmation hearings with Alito, that they didn't really nail him with that much. And they would like to see some stronger action taken against him. And also the fact that we have John Kerry sort of leading the call for this is interesting. Kerry clearly enjoyed being in the spotlight as a presidential candidate. He's a protagonist now in this situation. And, you know, I think it's fair to say that this is the kind of thing he'll likely remind people of should he go looking for campaign contributions down the line for another run at the White House.
So the vote is expected on Tuesday. What are the odds that he will be confirmed?
I think the odds are very, very good that he'll be confirmed. Since you need 41 votes to sustain a filibuster and those votes aren't there, it appears virtually certain that Alito will be confirmed on Tuesday as an associate justice to the Supreme Court.
Without a filibuster.
Without a filibuster.
NPR's David Wellner on Capitol Hill. Thanks, David.
Sure, Madeline.